right now 70 years, right now. I went to school in Albuquerque. That's the old town, but that's a few houses at that time.
You were in boarding school there?
Yeah.
It's the Indian boarding school,
yeah. Yeah. They used to go to school with the Mexicans too, you know. But they've been fighting with the Mexicans all the time. They divided the Mexican and put it over renowned schools, you know.
Yes.
Then the one that have Indian, that's all the we went to school with them, you know. That's the way we did when I went to school.
Yeah. Do you like boarding school over there?
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Long time, yeah. You're 70, huh?
70 years ago, I'm 83.
Really?
Yeah. In November the 14th, that's my birthday.
You look like a young man.
Well, you know, this Indian, they used to swim under the ice and rolling in snow.
Yeah.
That's why they...
Tough.
Here's what people do. Get cold, get cold.
That's right.
That's so heavy.
That's right.
How is it? That's
correct. Oh, Albuquerque.
You're from Albuquerque?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, some people usually come from farmer to visit me somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, while you come want to talk with me?
Yeah. How long? You lived here how long?
Here?
Yeah.
Well, they surveyed for us here since 1908. Yeah. But this is our home. The old people, the old chief used to live over here in Cuba.
Yeah.
And one lived there, one over there. Then this Mexican from the overseas, Spain, they come across and put Santa Fe.
Yeah.
They travel, they get mad with these Pueblo Indians. They want to kill us, all the Navajo people, because we living on the hills, on the mountains, see, but probably right there.
Yeah.
They want to kill us all, but I'm glad that the white people help us, pick us out, and take us to Fort Summer. They feed my old ancestors bad, then they put them back in reservation. That's the way I talk.
Yeah.
I like white people, you see.
Yeah.
They're all my friends. They are the people that raise trouble.
Yeah.
It's the one that lives in old Mexico.
Yeah, Spaniards, huh?
Yeah. Spaniards. they used to work for me over the Navatex. The last time I worked over there, I worked for the government radio company. Yeah. I get retirement boards, you know, since 11 years ago. They don't want for me to work anymore.
And you get a pension from, they give you money?
I just get retirement board, that's all, you know. That, I've been getting, that's only the 82-30, that's what I get a month to send to me.
Is that enough? You live on that, huh? Yeah.
No, that isn't enough, you know.
You could always use more, huh?
Yeah. I wish you helped me to get a little more.
Talk to the president, huh?
Yeah.
But how long did you work with the railroad then? Long time?
Well, since they started to work on putting these big rails, you know, I started from over here below Peru.
Yeah.
What they call South. I lived at Hacienda Canal, South. I forgot the name of that place.
New Mexico?
Yeah,
over here. Peru, doesn't it?
Just below Turu. We take all these rail arts, you know. Since that time, you know, I helped the foreman. That's why I learned then. Then I was working up here when they were hauling out with the trains, you know, the logging camp. I was foreman there 7 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but the people that brought here was Frank Old Man Porter and Frank Porter and Lion Porter from West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Yeah, and then they give back to, that's home right there in Vernalia.
Yeah.
You know, I went for a British outfit too, you know, that Indian school that I just saw me. That only McGaffey, I didn't work for McGaffey, you know.
Yeah.
The one that got killed when he sold out, got killed with airplane up here in Montana. Yeah. I know everybody, you know.
Yeah.
I've been everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Been here a long time.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the Navajo people?
Well, I usually take these youngsters, you know.
Yeah.
When I start to work, I start with 15 cents an hour. Then I work for Mexican $6 a month. Well, my gosh, looks.
How long ago was that?
Well, that was when I was about 15 years old, you know.
Sixty-some years ago, yeah.
My God, sure. That's money now, no?
Yeah. Couldn't live on that now.
But over here, you know, lots of sheep, lots of horses, cattle here. Mm-hmm. Now.
Where'd they all go? How come people don't...
Well, the government, they take away from that.
Stock reduction, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They kill all the horses over there, just below gallops, you know. Mm-hmm. They just give us 2.5 for one horse. Now it's $100.
What did they say? Not enough grass for the sheep and horses?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Now nobody has any.
Nobody eats grass right now, you know.
Yeah. Now there's too much grass, huh?
Yeah.
Not enough stock.
I used to run cattle and sheep and horses, you know, when they were, the time when they're not paying for grazing fees, you know.
Yeah.
But now when they start to do that, I turn everything to my children, you know.
Yeah.
So that we old men get it to the children. Living back in reservation.
Oh, really?
Over close to Cal.
Yeah.
But they're all working, you know, they're all working.
Have jobs.
Yeah.
Huh?
And the old ladies stay home with what we got, you know, she's taking care of everything and take care of her grandchildren, too.
Yeah.
But I've been looking after these allotments. I got paper in there. Yeah. Now we'll try Window Rock, Arizona. Right here's my name.
Yeah.
Torreon, your father's name is Jacinto San Miguel Castillo. This is his allotment number. His name right there. Marcelo, here's your mother. This is his allotment number. And here's yours. You better look after your allotment over there. That's the way they've been telling us.
It's your land,
yeah.
Though. You own it.
Yeah.
How much?
160 acres.
All around here, huh?
Yeah. There's... Take over here, way down there, where that fence over there, over here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they run Young Pacific Pipelines too, in Texas.
Yeah.
This land right here.
Yeah. But that was given your grandfather, or your father. Your grandfather got the allotment?
This is my own. Yeah. They got it for me.
Yeah.
See, they survey here in 1908, old man Peterson was the boss, and some, I mean, how do you get acquainted? Let me see. He used to stay in the Window Rock, but I don't know where he is now, I think.
He surveyed it.
I don't know. Yeah, there are the people that survey here, but I think they're all gone now. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any livestock here?
No.
No. Mm. Used to, though, huh? Yeah.
They don't pay grazing fee in your reservations, you know. That's why they have it over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think it'd be better to live on the reservation, or...?
Well, I'm both sides.
Yeah, you got
the Kendall Commons, and I've been born there in Santa Barbara County.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my family's over there in McKinley County. Everybody knows me, too.
Yeah.
And I go over there, bye, we sure miss you. Why are you keeping yourself? Everybody likes me, you know, over there. So.
Yeah. But they're on the reservation, though.
Yeah, on the reservation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, one time we living way over on Chaco Canyon close to, then I take the wheel, wagon wheels, you know, just went together, and I went with the one guy have a pickup. Then they have blacksmith shop there. And then I told the man, the boss, I'm way off from the... I just had this man to bring my wagon. I ain't got no car. I used it every day. I want to have work on mine first because I would take him right back home right away, so I pay right now. Then one man came in there, but that boss was going around here. There was a lot of number of guys working here. Then that man, he asked me, "What are you?" he said to me. "Indian," I said. "What tribe are you?" "Navajo," I said. And then he started to say, "Oh, these Navajos, see, I heard about it, what they done." That's what he said. Then that man got mad, the boss. "Get out of here, where you from? You don't even know what you're talking about. This North American belongs to the Navajo people, Indian. That's the way we know. Where you come from? You better get out of here." Then they chase him out. That's the way some people, you know.
Yeah.
They made lots of money out of the Indians, you know. Yeah. That's the way they do.
Mm-hmm.
See, lots of money inside. You know, when I was working in Chillicothe, Illinois, the time when these people that's going around with the cash in here, you know, they sent a letter to me. Way I was in, close to Chicago at that time.
Yeah.
Then in the morning when we started to work, I was by that long envelope. Then when I opened and I looked at it, and you got Lott and Torreon, and we went to see. I forgot, I don't know, all together, lots of money on it. So just but the land's yours, but just to find out what. So for that much money. And then send it right back right away, it says right there. Then I showed to the boss. Then we went over where the man over there, you know. Then I showed him over there. And then he signed it for me. And I gave him $1.50, and he asked me, "How much land you got?" he said to me. "I got 160 acres. I got allotment. I live on allotment. I got 160 acres. Then he looked at me this way. "What are you working for anyway? You're rich. You're rich.
You're working for
rich. We white people with not even 1 acre. We're just paying for it. The government just holding. We just give you a piece of tortillas. This is belongs to the Indians. They cheat you. These white people from across, they cheat you." That's the way he told me. The man that's taking care of their everything. They do the same way with it. If you want more, you don't have to sign it, he said to me. But I signed it. Because my sister or my brother, they want money. See,
You working for the railroad back there?
Yeah,
what you're doing back there?
Well, I've been in Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, and Colorado, and over here, this is movement people lived over here, Irish people and gypsy.
Yeah.
They come from the island, they say.
Yeah.
This, I talk with lots of people.
Yeah.
Some of them, they say this Indian raised them. They
were
poor and Indian helped them. That's the way they say.
Raised them.
That's the way.
Yeah. Where did Navajo come from a long time ago? Do you know?
Right here.
They've always been here, huh?
Yeah.
They didn't come from up north, or they just...
No,
just
right here. These mountains are way over there, Martella and Flagstaff Mountain, Durango. They brought it from way down there where the people start. They put them back over here.
Underground, huh?
Yeah.
So Indian
could do anything.
Yeah.
If the white people want to cross to fight us, they're going to say something to that ocean. You won't let them pass. Yeah. You see, we win Germany and Japan. Now Russia, they want to fight us again. But they still...